Sweet land of liberty.
On Friday evening, upwards of 150 people gathered at Ilis Davis Park, right by City Hall, to celebrate the Supreme Court decision about same-sex marriage. Among them was Angela Kelly, sitting on the lawn.
I'm just here to, you know, just celebrate all this love, and I'm so happy about today, you know, about everything being legalized, and now it's freedom for everybody to be married and for all of us to be equal. So that's why I'm here. I was at home just sitting on the couch, you know, and she called me and she's like, it's legalized, and she told me about the celebration. I was like, no, this is not real. This is a dream. And then, like, I realized, like, this is real life now. This is a reality for all of us now. Equality for everybody. I was actually able to, like, sit down with my parents today and discuss it. And said, you know, like, it's a new world and we love you. Like, my parents rarely say they love me. So for them to say they love me, it's a new world and... you know, for everybody to get with it. I was beyond excited. I was beyond happy for them to finally accept that today. Like, that means a lot to me. I'm trying not to cry. But this, like, I'm overwhelmed with emotion because of everything that's happened today.
I'm Gina Kaufman, and all over the country, people are still responding to the news that same-sex marriages are now recognized under the law in every state. For some, the weekend was a total celebration of love in all its forms. For others, it might have been more complicated than that. We want to hear what your life has been like in the days since the Supreme Court's ruling. Did you and your significant other consider tying the knot right away? What were those conversations like? Are you responding how you imagined you would, or has something unexpected happened? Call 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. Let's hear those Kansas City stories. With me in the studio this morning are Dorothy and Donna Lloyd. Hi, Donna.
Hi.
And welcome back to Central Standard, Dorothy.
Thank you. Well, glad to be back.
We met back in October when Kansas law on this issue was very much up in the air. One day, same-sex couples could get a marriage license, and the next, they couldn't. Couples like you guys who had gone ahead and married out of state weren't sure whether Kansas would recognize these unions. So remind me, guys, what exactly was hanging in the balance for you? I'll start with you, Donna.
Well, we actually went to Iowa and got married. So we went to a state where it was legal, but we weren't sure if Kansas would ever recognize that. So we were hoping that the Supreme Court would, at the very least, make the state recognize out-of-state marriages.
And you have a child who whose welfare was really kind of tied up in all of this.
Correct. We have a disabled daughter who is deserving of two parents and the respect that both of us be recognized as her parents.
So, and Dorothy, you are a fifth-generation Kansan, and you mentioned last time we spoke that you had really wanted to get married in Kansas. Can you remind us why that was?
Well, I think partly because I've been in Kansas all my life and felt like I paid taxes here and own property. So for me, it was a right that was afforded to my straight sisters, but not to me. And I found that to be hurtful and also hypocritical of our state.
How has it been feeling to you since you heard Friday's news? Has the pain of that experience at all been reduced by that?
Well, I think that for me anyway, there's a loss in that. This is the first time I'd been married, so for me, I wish we would have had a bigger celebration. Just like any little girl, you grow up thinking about a wedding, and then when you realize that you're different than the others, that you're probably not going to be able to do that. And then for me, given my age, never thought the possibility. So I think more for me, it's more of a loss that...
That you wish it had happened sooner?
Yeah, but you always want change to happen sooner when it's for benefits you. So I think, yeah, there's a loss there.
Where were you and what were you doing when you heard this news on Friday?
Working.
Did you have any reaction that surprised you at all? I mean, what did it feel like?
Well, I didn't know it until I think Donna called me, and because she'd heard from you all, I guess, and said, "Did you know?" And I was in meetings, and so I said, "Okay, that's fine," and went back to my meeting.
Really?
Yeah.
So, I mean, after a while, did it hit you harder, or was it just like, are you in shock at all, do you think?
Well, I think more than anything, I realized that you can't legislate hate and put that out of people's heart. And so a law, the Supreme Court can come down with a ruling, but again, that's not going to change people's hearts. And so for us, then we're still going to be looked down upon. And after Don and I got married, somebody really close to me and my family became very, very distant because we got married. Now, I'd always known I was gay, but because I married, then somehow that made it different and felt like that it was totally wrong that once you can be gay, but if you get married, that's wrong. And I think I look back on all that and wonder, maybe I am in just wondering what's next. You know,
yeah,
and what's going to bring the haters out, you know, and kind of worried about that.
Do you think you've had experiences that make you kind of give you that sense that the haters are inevitably going to come out, or that this can't be a kind of change that really would feel like change in that bigger sense?
Well, we live in Kansas, and so we have a governor that's already plotting, and Westboro Baptist Church is in Kansas, and so you just never know. You know, we went out Friday night and didn't know if it was safe to go out and who was going to be out. So I think that for most of my life, you go under the radar because you don't want bad things to happen. So
I want to get back to this time in your life where you went under the radar, but okay. First I want to turn to Donna and ask how has your experience been? Has it been the same as Dorothy's, or do you come from with a different perspective?
Different perspective. Once I found out from your very own Matt, I was...
Our producer giving you a call.
It was everything I could do to just hold back the tears. I was overjoyed. I was shocked that Kennedy had ruled with us, had listened to the arguments over and over and never saw what way he was going to go, and I knew everything hinged on Justice Kennedy. But once, you know, 5 seconds later, I think it was pure joy. It was such a relief, and just knowing we were validated.
Was it an emotional relief or like a logistical relief or both? I mean, because there are some logistics in your life that, as I recall, were very complicated by having a marriage that was sort of questionable in how recognized it would be from a government standpoint.
It was both. I know there will be regulations that come down and legislations that come down that try to regulate how our marriage is recognized in our state. But I think ultimately we will have to keep pushing forward, and the Supreme Court will continue to come back and say you cannot treat these people different. This was a huge step in moving us along that way.
So you called Dorothy to tell her the news. What did you do then? Did you call other people? Did you tell me about your day on Friday as you were sort of processing this news?
I didn't. I told her, and then I stood out in the hall to make sure that I was going to be okay to go back into work and not lose it at my desk. And then went back and worked and just kept rehashing it in my mind what had happened, that it was real. We decided to go out Friday night, which we normally don't do. But we wanted to
go. Where did you
go? We went to 303. We went to a club, and it was packed. And it was just an amazing night. Everybody there was so happy. You can tell the joy was beyond normal. The smiles were bigger, the hugs everywhere. It was just a really great feeling to be a part of that.
Do you think that you guys are going to like renew your vows in Kansas or do anything else to make that that dream that you especially, Dorothy, had had of a Kansas wedding possible?
I think I would love that. I would love to give her that and have it the way she wanted it.
Dorothy, tell me about, like, do you think that change in Kansas is something that you are going to want to mark with your own experience?
You know, I don't know. I think it's hard to trump the experience we had when we went to Iowa and just the I do's then. So I don't know. I think, you know, we'll think about it.
You mentioned earlier that there was this long period of being under the radar and kind of, I don't know, having to be afraid of how people would respond to this news, to think about your own safety. How long, was there a period where you were not out, where you felt very threatened in your life?
I think that because of the age, I was, you know, in the 80s, I was in a profession in social services where they'd be more understanding, but had been terminated from a job because I was gay and had no recourse back in the 80s. And I think that after that kind of experience, you tend to walk very softly and realize that even though what I felt in my heart was how God made me, realize that other people were always, there were others that were haters and were never going to be okay with that. So for probably until I got to a different age where, you get to be about in the 40s sometimes and then you just don't care. So I would imagine a good 15, 20 years maybe.
Yeah.
Where you do just kind of, and, you know, you kind of, for me, probably I was the only one that wouldn't recognize it, that I was gay, everybody else would, because I didn't dress like, you know, a very feminine female. And so probably others knew that. We just never talked about it. And if you had relationships, you never, at that point in my life, no one ever knew at work. It's because the first time I ever outed myself, you know, it ended badly. So
seeing that we're in this moment where, I mean, even straight people's Facebook pictures are covered in rainbows right now, mm-hmm. Is that almost difficult to process given that background?
Well, I think there are always those people. And I think that for me, there was many, many times where true friends stayed around. But there were also people that when they did find out, they didn't want to have anything to do with you or with me. And there's always been supporters and advocates, and I've had close friends that would fight the fight, you know, because, and they always said, my friend Susan, she would fight the fight because we couldn't, because there was ramifications for her gay friends. So there was always people like that believed and just knew in your heart that you weren't some evil person that were going to come in and take their kids or, you know. And so I always try to balance that out. And I always had a faith, you know, I always believed in God. And I always know that, you know, I went to Bible college. And so one of the things that we were taught is everything in the Bible was truly written, but not everything's true. And we have to remember that those who wrote the Bible, the scriptures, we're humans just like us, and I miss God all the time. You know, I miss when he's talking to me sometimes, and so would they. And to think that they were all knowing and had everything transcribed exactly how God wanted it is ridiculous. And so there was always that piece of my heart and my mind that I knew that was God wasn't condemning me. I knew that.
Donna, what was your experience? I wonder if your response to this news on Friday might be different in part because of a different set of experiences. And I wonder how your experience has differed with just how open you felt you've been able to be and that kind of thing.
I think I'm still guarded. I like to call them hidden haters. There's people that you don't really know how they're going to react, but I'm still guarded. I am a bit younger, so if somebody, and there tends to be a lot more people, more accepting, so if somebody doesn't like it, it's like, okay, then that's done with, and you move on. There is a larger, I think, pool of people that are willing to be your friends or genuinely support you.
What do you think that along with the happiness, what I'm really sensing from you guys is that there's also something kind of jarring about these milestones, and there's a little bit of disbelief that might accompany them. I read this article in the New York Times about how historically some of the experiences that have united the gay community are experiences of oppression or the experience of coming out. And obviously nobody wants to be oppressed. Certainly having that in common isn't like necessarily a great badge, but that this process of more mainstream acceptance, more legal recognition might be its own kind of adjustment.
That's true. Yes, very true. My coming out process was, it was kind of by accident, but, you know, my kids had to go through a process of accepting it. And I had the great team of being able to go to church where I met Dorothy and people who'd already been through that. So I had the support. It wasn't something that I had to go through alone.
What comes next for you guys in your marriage? I mean, do you have to take care of any bureaucratic kinds of business, or does your marriage sort of automatically gain a kind of recognition now, like, poof, you're official?
I think we wait to see what the state of Kansas does. Like I said, I think there will be legislation that is attempted to regulate what just happened. There's still two different tax laws. There's still things that need to be addressed.
Donna and Dorothy, stay with me through the break. We want our listeners to call and tell us how Friday's Supreme Court ruling on same-sex marriage changes things for you. 816-235-2888 when Central Standard returns. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Central Standard. Today's show is about how Kansas Cityans are experiencing a historic moment. I'm Gina Kaufman, here with spouses Donna and Dorothy Lloyd. We've heard how Friday's Supreme Court ruling is affecting their lives and how they're processing this moment. We'd like to know how it's affecting you and your life, how you're processing this moment. 816-235-2888. You guys mentioned that you went out on Friday night and we're at a club and that people were celebrating. Did you meet anyone or encounter anyone who was planning on running off and tying the knot like immediately?
No. And actually what we did was we kind of sat in the corner and sipped our drinks and watched everybody else. And it was just an amazing feeling to be a part of that and just see the joy in everyone's face. You know, everyone stood taller. Everyone seemed like they truly were genuinely happy.
Did anyone say anything to you that surprised you, gave you a perspective you hadn't expected or just wouldn't have considered?
No. I think my own reaction was a shock. As I waited for this decision to be made and I watched, I didn't think it was going to have the impact on me that it did. But it did.
Yeah, you said that you were brought to tears. Were the tears a surprise?
They were. They really were. Yeah.
Dorothy, what about you? Have you heard about anyone who is ready to just go and tie the knot ASAP?
I have not. And I'm hoping that people don't just run. You know, I think that people that were going to probably have or have already planned that. Marriage is a commitment and a covenant, and I hope that people take it very, very, take that under advisement before they just do this as a result of just being zealous about this, you know, the decision the Supreme Court made.
I believe Kansas is still on hold, too, until Crabtree rules or lifts his stay, that Kansas is still on hold until that's done.
So What do you guys think that your own interpretation of a fight for equality, how does that change now? Does it change, or do the things that concerned you and that you thought were important to fight for, are those still the same things today that they were on Thursday?
We won one battle. I mean, we got marriage, and it is going to be legally recognized eventually in every state. There's a couple states that are holding out, but it'll happen. We still have the issue of employment. People can go legally get married and be fired. That's something we're going to have to continue to fight. There's still battles there, but I think overall this was a huge step in the right direction.
Yeah, I would agree. I think that you can't legislate hearts, and I think that there's still enough, 40%, I guess, are still do not believe that same-sex marriage is as equal as, or that we deserve those rights. So I think there's still that battle, and I think employment, I think there's, I have a doctor's appointment this afternoon, and I was telling Donna walking in, this is the first time that I've been back since we've been married, so then if I put that down, are they going to treat me differently? And so there's always those things that you just don't know what to expect until it happens, and then, how you deal with that. And so you kind of practice in your head how that you're going to deal with that. So I think those day-to-day relationships that you have that aren't the close relationships, those kind of things, I think that's our battles. How are people going to be? And the things you hear behind your back are still going to be there.
Let's talk to Paul in Merriam, Kansas. Hi, Paul.
Hello.
Tell us how Friday changed things for you. Did it change things for you?
Well, I'm still stunned by it, so I'm not sure how it's changed me, but I know it will change me. I want to say that my partner and I have been together for 39 years, and for three decades we've been working for marriage equality. We've been picketing on state capitol steps. We've been at library steps. We've been working within our church to get marriage equality. And we always thought this was something that we would do for the next generation of gay people, not realizing that it was going to be a possibility for us. So when we got this word on Friday at 10 o'clock, it was just like, wow, three decades of work, and we got it. It's here. It was, and I'm still numb from it because, like I say, I didn't think this was going to happen in my lifetime. We're older men, and in our 70s, and just didn't think this was going to be something for us. But thank God, it's something for us as well.
So, you've been together for such a long time. Are you going to get married?
We've always said we would get married when we could be married in our church. We belong to Country Club Congregational United Church of Christ, and it's been a very supportive church to us in this work. As a matter of fact, United Church of Christ came out in support of marriage equality back in 2005, and we were part of that debate at our National Synod. And we are very committed to our church, and we love our church, and we just feel like it's going to be whole for us to be able to stand up in front of our church, in front of God, and in front of our friends and family, and to make this official. I think most of our friends and family accept us as married people already after 39 years, but this is a big step. We've got our date set in December. We're going to stand up in our church, and our friends and family will be there to support us and love us and join us in our joy.
So you, do I understand right that you're waiting for your church to change its policy?
Oh, no, our church changed its policy back in 2005. When they keep talking about the religious people are against this, I'm thinking, whoa, my denomination has been very supportive of gay people for a long time. As a matter of fact, we ordained one of the first gay ministers. And then in 2005, our national church supported the idea of gay marriage. Now, our church has been very supportive all the way through, and that's why we want to be married in our church. And it really bothers me when I hear, all I hear them saying is that churches are not in favor of this, that Christians do not believe in this, that this is a good thing, that it's a step backwards in marriage. And because there are plenty of denominations, not just the United Church of Christ out there, that really support the idea of inclusion of gay people and for gay marriage. So I wish we could get that word out, because I think this, the word that's getting out now is very detrimental to Christianity.
Well, Paul.
Young people are going to think, well, why do I want to be a Christian if that's what they're saying, that they would never, never, never marry a gay couple?
Well, Paul, thank you so much for that call. And there are, you know, Christianity is includes a number of belief systems, and I'm sure that within that church and within other belief systems, people are responding in a variety of different ways. And Dorothy and Donna, for you, is the religious question an important one?
No, because in my heart of hearts, I know God, and I know where I'm going to end up. So I think
Dorothy Lloyd, it's been an honor to travel with you on this journey. Stay in touch.
Okay, I will.
Thanks. And Donna Lloyd, yeah, thank you for sharing your story too.